Welcome to 7 Second Delay. It's the Marathon Edition. You can pledge at 800-989-9368 or go to WFMU.org. And when we were last discussing your personal life last week, I think you were telling us about the renovation of your front porch. How is that going?
Fine.
You can.
Fine, thank you.
How come I'm not hearing your microphone?
I don't know. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
I've got some bad news for you and all our listeners.
Yeah, what's that?
My microphone has been fixed.
So, you were telling us how you're renovating your front porch, and I think the price you put on it was $200,000.
No, it's not made of plutonium. Why would you mention the front porch or what it might cost?
Well, you were talking all about the renovation of
your
front porch.
Oh, you're trying to make me out to be a rich dude.
No, I'm just trying to
pick... A 1%er. Oh, this is your pre-soaking strategy.
No, I'm just trying to...
Oh, you're diabolical.
I'm picking up where we left off last week. Last week, we did a good show, and
why
at the end,
you
were telling us about the renovation.
Why don't we go right to that second idea we had about the phone number, and we don't need to do the soaking.
Right, the phone
number. Maybe the second idea will be so successful.
The phone number, 800-989-9368. Anybody who pledges $20 or more gets the punchline to this joke.
Oh, yes. Oh, we have a joke, and the joke is, what is the difference between WFMU... and the Hindenburg disaster.
What?
Well, you have to call and pledge and find out.
And you do have to call. You won't get that if you pledge online at WFMU.org.
But we also have a really super-duper premium, and I'm not allowed to call it super-duper unless it really was.
That's true.
You could be sued.
No, we ran it by legal.
It's not just super, and it's a lot more than duper. It's super-duper. It's a pair of pillowcases that you and I are designing.
Right, and you've already designed yours. I'm really impressed.
You can actually, well, I suggested it, but my partner, Johnny Celentano, is a genius and an artist and did a great job. It's just a rough draft, but you can see it on the website.
Yeah, go to WFMU.org, go to playlist and comments, and you will see a picture of Andy's pillowcase.
Right, and my pillowcase, I designed it. It's more than just a pillowcase. It's an icebreaker. Like if you're in bed with someone and want something to talk about, it's a game. There's a game on the pillowcase.
Yeah,
that you can play.
What is the game?
It's a game that you can play with someone in bed. So it.
And what
the it's game? More than just a passive little ornament.
Right. And what is the game? Is it like footsies? What is the game?
The game is called Name That Stain. It has stains on it, different stains, and you can play it, and the answers to what the stains are will be printed on the back.
On the back of the pillowcase.
Yeah, so it's kind of a game. It's a quiz that you could give. It's a quiz. And the other advantage, if I could list another advantage, is it's your one pillowcase that you'll ever own that you could get stained, and it would actually augment the pillowcase.
Got it.
I'm always thinking. I'm thinking of my listeners. So you can see a rough drawing of it, Johnny's rough drawing, online.
Has anybody called in, Veronica? Anybody whatsoever?
Yeah, give us the list, Veronica, alphabetically.
I don't think no one's called in.
Just start with the A's and work your way down. Go ahead.
Well, get your mouth right in front of the microphone.
Here we go.
Eat the microphone. Eat it. Eat it, Veronica.
I'm not going to eat the microphone, and no one has called in yet.
It would be nice to just know the phones are ringing. If we could hear one phone ring at 800-989-9368, we have a great punchline for a joke.
I think you're repulsing our audience. You're somehow keeping
me?
Them. Yeah, you're doing something wrong.
I don't think so.
Well, the only other explanation is it's me. Doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
But we should thank Veronica for a great year. She's been producing our show all year and also helping with the newsletter.
And we have done a lot of good shows this year.
We've done seven.
Seven good ones?
Yeah.
I'd seen more like eight or nine.
But will you turn that? Will you turn those damn phones off? We're trying to think.
No,
we're trying to do a show.
I like to hear the phone.
The damn ringing is distracting.
So the joke that you get the punchline to if you call is, what's the difference between WFMU and the Hindenburg disaster?
And if you want the pillowcase, give us a call to, what's our number here?
800-989-9368.
Yeah, the pillowcase. $75. You get two pillowcases. And what else do they get, Ken?
They get a WFMU t-shirt, the listening party t-shirt. They get the jersey. Yeah,
nobody wants that.
Jersey tomato sticker.
What the hell does that mean?
It's a Jersey tomato sticker.
That's of no use to
anyone. Yeah, and then another question that you can ask the phone people is that what's the difference between Andy Breckman's front porch and the Louvre? And I can tell you, the answer is very little after the renovation.
It ain't made of...
Very little.
It ain't made of gold.
Well,
it's not imported from Italy.
It's not solid gold. It's gold plated. It's just the front porch.
What the hell is your... Andy, why are you doing this?
Andy saved the solid gold for the kitchen. The kitchen was $1 million
renovation. What are you bitching about? That's not true. Why are you bitching? This is your big money for nothing day. You're getting money for nothing. You should be in a great mood. People are calling your station, giving you money for nothing.
What do you mean? They're giving us money to keep WFMU on the air.
For nothing.
We've had a very tough year.
For nothing day.
We lost the Jewish program.
You purged the Jews.
Nachum went his own way. There was no purging going on. No purging whatsoever.
You didn't get rid of them all. You missed my shtetl, my little village. So Czar Friedman did what he could. Your strategy kind of backfired.
That was very tricky. You painted swastikas all over it.
All over my shtetl?
Yeah. I was completely thrown off.
You passed.
I'm trying to get down with the new white power thing going on.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out. How's that working out for you?
I didn't burn down your shtetl, did I?
No, you didn't. Thank you for that. Thank you for small blessings. The Czar Friedman spared our shtetl.
All right, so look, let's address what's really going on.
800-989-9368.
In 5 minutes, we're going to do a Soak Andy period.
No, we still haven't locked that in.
Yes, we have. It's 6:10.
No, come on.
At 6:15, we're going to Soak Andy for 4 minutes. During that four-minute period, Andy Breckman... will sell something. He'll liquidate stocks in his portfolio.
I will match every pledge, but I never agreed to 4 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
No, what did we do last year?
We did 4 minutes.
We did not do 4 minutes.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. Veronica, what did we do last year?
4 minutes.
Oh, man, you guys are just...
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. So don't pledge now.
Veronica, don't be afraid of Ken.
Don't pledge
now. He's human.
Wait until...
He can't hurt you. There's a glass between you.
Wait until 6:15.
You've been telling me for years that he's not human.
3 minutes to go. No, 4 minutes to go until the soaking period begins. Andy Breckman has had a great
year. How about this? I will match any pledge for 2 minutes.
No, for 4 minutes.
What the hell,
We do it 4 minutes every year. Let's stop pretending.
Wait, how about this? Wait, why don't they pledge now? Pledge now before this stupid thing begins. 800-989-9368. Will they get the pillowcase during the matching?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Oh, they'll get all of it?
Yeah.
So for $75, they get the pillowcase?
Yep. And the Jersey tomato sticker.
Yeah, don't forget about that. And then what do they get for... What are some other levels, some other premium levels?
Well, if they join our Swag for Life program... They get the Eat Flaming Death t-shirt. And we know you're down with that.
And what does Swag for Life mean?
That means it's a perpetual, automatically renewing pledge. It just keeps renewing until you say stop.
Or you die.
Right. Well, I mean, even if you die, it might not stop.
Yeah, that's how we do things here.
Yeah.
Even if you say stop, it might not stop.
No, if you say stop, it'll stop.
It might stop, but it might not.
No, it'll stop.
It's kind of suspenseful.
No, it'll stop.
You can't stop it.
One of the other really great premiums we have, Andy, is at the Mouse of Today level, we have a beautiful baseball jersey.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What does it say on it?
Really good looking. It's got a cat on it, and it says WFMU.
And is there any way to get that stitching off? Can you remove the WFMU from it?
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
You've got to tell people that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got an indelible WFMU. Most FMU swag has an indelible WFMU printed on it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard to remove the WFMU.
But the pillowcase, the name that stain pillowcase, that's the big item.
And that
that's our go-to item.
That has indelible stains on them and indelible WFMUs on them.
It's a little game you can play in bed. Hey, and didn't we have a great premium last year?
Oh, the bucket list book, and everybody should have that by now. People love it. Thanks to all the artists who helped us out with it. There's a bunch of them in the
It's
phone
a premium
room.
That we promised people, and then we delivered to people.
Yes.
That makes it kind of a collector's item right there.
Hey, we have 2 minutes to go until the soaking.
No. Pledge right now. 800-989-9368. Hey, if you pledge right now, I will say your name on the radio. I will thank you and say your name on the radio.
Don't pledge now.
That's something.
Don't pledge now. Wait until 90 seconds from now, and then the four-minute soaking begins.
Why would people want to soak me? I don't quite understand. I'm there for them. I'm a feminist. I'm a part-time feminist.
Yeah, you're not really a feminist.
I am a feminist when it's convenient for me to
be
a feminist.
Yeah, no, your feminism is some new strand of feminism.
I bought my wife a pink hat.
That makes you a feminist?
Yeah, well, I made her work for it, made her pay it off, pay me back.
I see. So you buy your wife pretty things, and then you make her pay
pretty
for
hats. Yeah. She looks nice in pretty hats.
Okay, all right.
Hey, don't throw your pink hats away, ladies, because your job's not done. Am I right? There's still a lot of work to be done fixing this crazy, twisted society.
Well, today's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
What have you done to celebrate International
Women's
Day?
I'm reminding women that when they get home, not to throw their pink hats away. They might need it again. Maybe today didn't finish the job. There's always a chance.
All right.
I hope they did. Women, I hope everything's better, but you might need the pink hat again.
Women, in 30 seconds, Andy will match your pledge. So if you're thinking about a...
I'm with them. I'm here. I'm giving them valuable hints. Don't throw your pink hat away.
A Mouse of Today pledge.
You might want to go to the park and hold your signs and chant to each other on another day later in the future.
Now would be a great time to make a Y3K pledge. That's $83 a month, and you can pay it off monthly. And we're going to start it in about... let's say we'll start it in 30 seconds.
What the hell? Okay, 4 minutes exactly, Canada.
Yes, 30 seconds.
Where's your timer? Show me. Some point to it.
I'm using that timer right there, and the phone number to call.
When are you going
to
start it?
At 30 seconds after.
All right, I'll give the phone number. Will you agree to that? Let me give the phone number.
Oh no.
800-989-9368. I'll give the phone number. Let me give the phone number.
Or pledge online at WFMU.org. And just choose 7 second delay. As long as you start, and we are 5 seconds away. Four, three, two,
800.
One. Release the hounds! The soaking has begun. 800-989-9368. Andy
no
Breckman.
One's calling. They love me.
Andy Breckman.
It turns out they love me. No one is calling. This is so beautiful. Silence is truly golden.
Andy Breckman will match every pledge made for the next 4 minutes.
Okay, but let me give the phone number.
800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. What the hell is going on? There's not a single phone ringing.
This is so beautiful. I'm going to cry.
800-989-9368.
Thank you. Maybe they're waiting to soak Ken. Isn't that possible?
They can soak me if they want to. 800-989-9368.
Maybe people are sick and tired of this money for nothing deal.
So is the gold-plated stuff on your front porch, is it gold leaf? Is it just gold-plated?
It's not gold-plated.
Well, no, you were talking about the gold.
You know, just because I have a job, Ken thinks that I'm eminently soakable.
Well, your job happens to be a television series for Netflix.
Yeah, you have a
toy company, toys being manufactured in 35 countries around the world.
That's an exaggeration.
800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org.
It's because
I'm soaking period.
I'm the DJ with a job. That's what's going on here, guys.
I got news. Most of our DJs have jobs.
Yeah, they point to me.
Most
there he
of
is.
Them,
some people here at the station, when they see me, they make a wish. They think I'm the lucky DJ. There's the DJ with the job.
800-989-9368.
Yeah,
I see like five phones off the hook, but there's a lot more phones in there.
Well, maybe they're soaking you.
No, they're not soaking me. 800-989-9368.
Justice in the world.
I only see six phones off the hook. We have four more. 800-989-9368.
What the hell are you talking?
This is the only matching period of the entire WFMU marathon. National Public Radio does them all the time. We do one for 4 minutes. 800-989-9368.
Yeah, so for four glorious minutes, we're emulating National Public Radio. How proud you must be. Let me give the phone number. Oh, wait, let me remind people that if... if they wait 4 minutes, they'll get the same swag. You'll get the pillowcase.
Oh, but they'll double their pledge.
But they won't be needling me.
Because you're matching it.
They'll be sparing me.
You're matching it. When do you find out about your new TV series?
If I'm on the ground, would you be kicking me? You're like kicking me when
any
I'm down
day now,
there.
Right? Any day we know whether you have a new hit TV series.
This is not cool. Kids, if you want to be cool, you don't call now. Everybody calling is so uncool.
No,
there, that should do it.
This is the time to pledge.
No,
800-989-9966.
Uncool, man.
This
uncool, brother.
This is the time to drop a Y3K $1,000 pledge.
Not cool, brother.
A $5,000 pledge.
I think I know what's cool. I had dinner with Madonna. So you're talking to a guy
knows
a little
bit.
That's
right. Did you hit her in the face with a ball? Was that Madonna? No,
did I hit her in the face?
That was Danny DeVito.
What kind of question is that?
That was Danny.
Where did that come from?
You hit Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman in the head with a ball.
I might have done that once.
Yes, that's what happened.
Wait, does that mean I deserve to get kicked repeatedly by your listeners?
No.
These are your listeners now. They're no longer mine. I disavow all of you. Uncool. The cool listeners will wait until after the soaking.
Everything you've done for the last year. Only 1 minute remains. 1 minute and a half. 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. If you can't get through on the phone, you can go to the website. Just start your pledge now. It'll be timestamped before 6, 20, and 30 seconds.
My true friends will wait. My true friends will hold off. Pledge a little later. I'm looking forward to your pledge.
70 seconds.
My true friends will be waiting. Wait, are you expanding this thing?
No.
Is this like an Einstein theory deal?
No, it goes to 6:20:30.
Oh, for the love of...
60 seconds to go. Actually, it was 35. 60 seconds to go.
Not cool,
from
man.
From now. 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org.
Is this how you treat your friends?
No, this is how I treat you.
You like that one, huh, Veronica?
I did.
Ken got a zinger. The boss got off a zinger. Yeah, good for you, Ken.
Oh, we are down to the last 35, 40 seconds.
This is so uncool,
man. The last 35, 40 seconds of the 2017 Soak. Soak Andy Breckman.
What did I do to these people?
Oh, Veronica, what has he done?
Rape jokes.
Rape
child
jokes.
Molestation
child molestation jokes.
Cancer jokes.
Cancer jokes.
More rape jokes.
Insulting women.
Making fun of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Need I go on?
No, thank you. Thank you, Veronica. You're a big help.
Making fun of Asian people.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Keeping young Asian men captive in your basement.
Yes. Yeah, what about that?
I apologize for that. Sincerely.
And the soaking ends in 10 seconds. 800-989-9368. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The soaking is complete.
I am so mad. I'm so mad. Let me tell you who I'm mad at.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm mad at you, Veronica. I'm more disappointed in you. I'm mad at all of the winged monkeys out there answering the phones. I'm mad at my so-called fans.
Oh, what did I do here? No, that's not right.
I'm just disappointed.
800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Yeah, but anyone calling now, that's not... A phone ringing now is
no.
not... Is,
no, we're
no,
post-soaking.
I'm not matching.
We are post-soaking. Yeah, and we need
All
to...
Right.
We need
right.
to.
Anyone on the phone, I'll take.
We
but
need
anyone...
to start thanking people. That's what we need to start doing. We need to start thanking people.
Or cursing them out.
And now what we're going to do, if somebody can run those in... Yeah, Nick the Bard was going to run those in, but you can run them in. Now what we do, Andy...
What?
Is we
what?
Thank people. And meanwhile, every $500 we raise from this point forward...
Yeah.
We are going to... I need the yellow ones also. Every $500 that we raise from this point forward, we release a digit of our phone numbers.
Of your phone numbers?
Yes, of both of our phone numbers.
Of our, not our cell phones.
Yeah, our personal cell phones.
That I'm not happy with.
Yeah.
That I don't want to do.
Hey, thanks to Diane from Mattawan.
Wait, are these people that called during the...
Yes, these are people who...
But some of them called before we were on the air, though.
Mark from West Orange, thank you. And William in Oak Ridge, thank you, Andy, for your generosity. Ed in Milford, John in Yonkers, keep it up. Soak Andy. Thomas in North Caldwell, getting the pillowcases. Our own Veronica. Sorry, Andy, it says.
Veronica?
Our own Nick the Bard.
What are we
going to
do with you?
Soaking Andy.
Nick! Yes. Nick! No, Nick!
Gordon Thank you so much, Gordon, from New York, from Brooklyn, New York.
Go to hell, Gordon.
Oh, a pledge from the Breckman family in Madison, New Jersey.
What are we going to do?
Soaking Andy Breckman.
Beth. What? It makes no sense, honey.
A mouse of today from Ron in Jefferson Valley, Corey in Decatur.
Okay.
Lisa in Brooklyn. David in New York.
Not cool, David in New York.
Lisa in Brooklyn again. James in Bridgewater. Andy in the Czech Republic. Wow. Thank you, Andy. Stephen in British Columbia.
Not cool, Stephen.
David N. in New York. Thanks so much, David, our former program director. Chris from California. Evan from Seattle. Jana from Randolph. Our own Julie. Thank you, Julie.
Not cool. Not cool, Julie.
Warren in Madison and Alan in Seattle. Scotty in Minneapolis. Tom in Denver. Este in Verona. Thanks to all of you. And the situation now is... We have to release a number. We have to. We've raised $500.
Wait, $500 post soaking?
Post soaking. Yes, we have raised $500 post soaking. $21,500. Okay. I will release the first number of my personal cell phone, and it is a 2. Okay.
So now, every $500, you're going to release a number from your cell phone,
right?
Until everyone knows your personal cell phone number.
Right, and we are now about $425 away from releasing a number, the number that counts, the first digit of Andy Breckman's personal cell phone.
No. Let's just do your cell phone. Your cell phone is, I think, the one people want.
We're doing both.
Why would they call me except to harass me and taunt me and razz me?
Exactly. I don't mind giving my cell phone
number. At all hours of the day
or night.
Yeah,
give my cell phone number. I'll just talk with the listeners. I'm a man of the people. But you, it's not going to go down quite like that. 800-989-9368.
They'll be calling at all hours.
Exactly. How long will it take you to get a new cell phone?
Oh, I don't want a new cell phone number.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. Trying to release Andy Breckman's entire cell phone number.
I don't want to talk to these listeners.
Oh, my. We have just jumped
They're all nerds.
Oh, man. Okay. So let's see. At 22, it's time for you to release the first digit of your phone number.
No. They're all like nerdy hippies.
Okay. The first digit of Andy's phone number is 2.
Oh, man. This is horrible.
Okay. And then we did 22.5 is me. Okay. So the second digit of my phone number is a 0.
Wait. You're already, it's moving up already?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I'm watching it right here.
Okay. Wait, are you being completely above board on this?
I am.
Oh, man.
The second digit of Andy Breckman's...
No, wait. Tap the brakes. What are you talking about? Where is it going up that fast?
Right here. Right there.
Where?
The tally is right there. For crying out loud, it's right over there.
But how do you know that's going up in $500 increments?
Yes. It started off at 21.
Oh, don't give him my
phone
number.
Yeah, it started off at 21.
Don't do this.
800-989-9368.
How about this? Wait. Instead of our phone numbers, instead of our phone numbers, let's think of an alternative right now. Can. Look, we're being televised, right? It's being streamed.
We are streaming video.
I'll do a clog dance.
No.
I'll do a clog dance.
No. The second digit of Andy Breckman's phone number is 0.
God.
And then for 23, the third digit of my...
Wait, it's going up already?
Yeah, it's really skyrocketing. The third digit of my phone number is 1. And 23.5 would be the third digit of Andy Breckman's number, also a 1. What a coincidence.
This is so uncool.
24
Are those people to thank, Nick?
Okay, now the fourth digit of my phone number is a 5.
Oh, these are more soakers.
Yeah, more soakers.
To think.
And then 24.5 would be...
Hold on. Wait, Ken.
The fourth digit Andy Breckman's phone number.
Ken. I'm being serious. Can I buy my way out of this?
No.
Ken.
No.
Ken. I'll give you $500. I'll add the $500 to whatever I owe you.
I think the listeners want to call you.
No. God.
They want to speak
to
you.
You're talking about like the sixth level of Dante's hell. This is, that would be a nightmare.
4 is the fourth digit of Andy Breckman's phone number.
Please, Ken, don't do this. Kenny, Kenny, we're tapping the brakes now.
And at 25.
No, this is not going up that fast.
It is. It really is. Don't worry, it's slowing down now. The fifth digit of my phone number is a 7.
Wait. Let's do the numbers. I'll give you the numbers, but not in sequence. That makes it more fun. Ken, it makes it a game. It makes it a puzzle. Ken, people love that. It would be a challenge. Ken, slow down.
$27 away from Andy Breckman.
Ken, I won't be able to use my phone anymore.
No, you'll be able to talk to all the listeners.
Exactly.
They want to just call up. Hey, Andy,
I've
what's
met
up?
Them. I know. It's a what's up.
What's
I'm gonna
up,
get
Andy?
What's up.
Hey, thanks to Sierra from West Milford, very generous pledge. Brian from Brooklyn, Aharon from Brooklyn. Aharon says, today we are the bear and Andy is Ken.
That's a little, it's a cute little reference.
Bill from Montana.
To our graphic novel.
Stephanie from New Jersey.
Not cool, Stephanie.
Brian from Minneapolis. Thomas from Brooklyn. And are we at 25.5 yet, which is when we release... yes, we are. And the fifth digit of Andy Breckman's phone number is a 0. Yes.
Why?
And we are very close to me releasing the sixth digit.
Wait, why don't we go up? Why don't we make the increments a little bigger then? Make this work for us.
Okay. Fine. We're getting
closer. Make them work for it. Okay, that's good. $1,000 between each one. Ken, at least agree to that. Ken, give me a fighting chance.
Okay, once we pass 26.
No. Ken, $1,000.
I have to change the goal.
Yeah, change the damn goal.
It's
change
complicated.
Change the damn goal.
Ay.
Come on, give me a fighting chance. Be a pal. Be a pal for once.
Hang on, you're confusing me.
Yeah.
$47 away from me releasing the next digit.
Make it $1,000 between digits.
I want to thank some more people here.
Let's make them optional.
Dave from Staten Island.
Let's not do them in sequence.
Matthew
of the digits.
West Virginia. No, we're doing them in sequence. We've been doing them in sequence.
No, if we do them in sequence, the listeners are not complete idiots. They'll know how to dial the phone if you give them all the numbers in sequence.
You know what? Since you changed the rules,
yeah,
the rules are going back to the way they were. Every what? $500.
Why would you do that?
Because you changed the rules and everything died. You can't change the rules like that midstream. It's every $500. Every $500.
You know what they're going to do. You know who these people are.
We're $47 away from me releasing digit number 6 of my personal cell phone.
And this is it. 5 in the morning. Hey, how's it hanging? That's my new life. Hey, what are you doing? It's 5 in the morning. That's what it's going to be.
I welcome that. I'm up at 5 having a nice conversation with a dedicated FMU listener. How you doing? That'll be me.
Hey, got your pillowcase.
Stephen from Australia, thank you. Bobby from Elizabeth. Fergus from Brooklyn. David from Leipzig. Chris from Texas.
Thank you all.
Mario from Cranford.
Uncool, guys.
We're still $47 away.
It's over. People have had enough of this. People don't want to call me. Nobody wants to call someone who doesn't want to be called.
People, don't you realize you don't even need all 10 digits of Andy's phone number? Once you get 8 or 9, you're halfway there. Once you have 8... You only have, 99? Yeah, you only have 99 calls that you got to make.
The last two digits might be letters.
No, they'd be numbers.
So they're numbers? Oh,
yeah. We already have 5 digits of Andy's phone number. Once we're up to 8, you're home free. Then you only have to make 100 calls.
Yeah, 100. You have to make 100 calls to strangers before you find out, before you stumble onto my number.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Okay, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Would you accept that, Ken, that we'll put a ceiling at 8 digits?
No.
Yes, that's what you were just talking about.
We can't change the rules midstream here, Andy. Oh, man, but we're stuck. We're $47
away. The wind
away.
Has died. The sails have gone limp. We're
there
just
we
adrift.
Go. Come
we're
on.
Just adrift
Come
in
on.
The middle of the ocean.
We already have 5 digits of Andy's phone number. We know that it's 201-40. And that's where it ends. What's the next digit? We just need to raise another $500 to find out.
It's over, buddy.
800-989-9368.
Nobody wants to torture me anymore.
Sean from Robbinsville, thank you.
Here's what our listeners are saying, collectively. You can almost hear them saying this. He's had enough. Let him up.
I don't think so.
They are.
No.
Show him some mercy.
I think they're saying 200 grand on a porch. $1 million to renovate a kitchen?
We didn't spend $1 million to renovate a kitchen.
No, of course. It wasn't exactly $1 million. It was $1 million and change. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. And we're stuck here, $47 away from me releasing.
The wind has died.
The next
we're just adrift. It's kind of peaceful.
Karen from Jersey City.
I like drifting around with you, Kenny.
Hey, our former producer Laura from Brooklyn. Thank you, Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura. How's she doing? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good to hear from her.
She's doing great, man. She's working for big time shows now.
Wait, why aren't we soaking her? Let's get that girl in. Oh, no. Wait, my phone's.
Oh, your phone's ringing already. All right, we are 20. Okay, we just passed 26. The sixth digit of my phone is 5. And now we are $500 away from releasing digit number 6 of Andy Breckman's phone number.
Wait, hold on. How many are there?
Only there's 10.
But if we get to 6, I'm safe.
Yeah.
They can't finish.
It's very hard for
they
people.
They can't make my life a living hell.
Yeah, but once we're at 8.
What can they do with 8?
Make 99 crank calls until they reach you. That's not so hard.
That's a great plan. Wait, now why is Bethy calling?
People could be online, and they could divide up the duties. You could get 10 people, and they each...
Hey, honey.
Courtney in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you. Colin in Ann Arbor. Brendan in Montclair. Nick
thank
in Tampa.
All. Thank you all.
Roger in Jersey City. Ah, the great Don F. from Montclair. Thank you, Don. Amanda from L.A. Jeremiah
hey,
from Wallkill. Barbara from East Orange. Julie from staff.
That's right.
Oh, I hope you're having a great time with your wife there on the phone. Yeah.
Well, it's Evan. Evan is reminding me that in the past some FMU listeners stumbled onto my phone number and made my life a living hell from dusk till dawn.
Right. Well, right now we have 5 digits of Andy Breckman's personal cell phone. 20140. What's the next digit?
I don't know.
We're only $500 away from finding out the next digit.
It's a world of jerks out there. They're all going to be calling.
Aaron from Brooklyn, very generous.
Thank you, Aaron.
Max and Bill, thank you.
Thank you,
very generous. Michael from Milltown says, fight the power.
I think
you are the power.
How did that work? Because I have a nice porch. That equals power.
A gold-plated porch, yes.
It's not gold.
Yes, a gold-plated porch.
See, at FMU, let me explain. At FMU, any disc jockey with a porch is considered fair game.
Well,
that's the target. He has a porch.
Well, a porch in Madison, New Jersey is different, than a porch in the South Bronx.
He has a job. Let's get him. That's our motto here at FMU. He's had a modicum of success. He worked hard and has achieved something. Let's get him.
Well, it's not really let's get him that we say.
It's not. This is not let's get him.
That's not the chant. The chant is kill the pig, spill his blood. Kill the pig, spill his blood.
I'm spilling my blood plenty.
Greg in Jersey City, thank you. Says soak Andy Bigley. Ken from Hyde Park, soak him good.
No,
Brendan in Massachusetts.
Not cool.
Tacoma Park. Julian from Brooklyn, soak Andy straight to hell. Thank you, Julian. Very generous pledge from Julian. Wow. Incredible. And let's see. We are now $400 away. $400. $400 away from Andy Breckman releasing digit number 6.
Oh, no.
We just heard from Amy Vogel, but unfortunately, the thank you person's
name. The thank you slot.
The thank you slot has been taken by Michelle Melly. Thank you, Michelle Melly, the new thank you girl.
But we could still thank Amy Vogel occasionally.
We can still thank Amy Vogel once in a while, yeah. But every week we will be thanking Michelle Melly.
I will miss her very much.
Oh, me too. A mere $400 away from...
I don't think so. I think the wind has died down.
Releasing digit number 6.
You know what? I'm listening to the swallows. We're just drifting quietly now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're fishing. Our legs are dangling over the side of the raft.
How did you find that Italian artist who's doing all the ornate wood carving on your front porch? Yeah,
he's one of our artists.
Yeah, nice.
Why do you keep suggesting? I'm just a guy with a porch. What?
A gold-plated porch.
Have you never seen anyone with a house before? Where do you live?
In Hoboken? We don't have gold-plated porches in Hoboken. 800-989-9368.
I think the reason the phones have stopped, people are just tired of this scam, Ken. This money for nothing scam of yours.
Yeah. Sorry, I messed up the playlist page. Trying to bring it back. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. We are $400 away.
But the phones have stopped. No one cares. This is great.
No, they do care. There we go. Sorry about the playlist.
Why don't we talk about some of the great shows we've done this year?
Yeah, we did.
I can't think of a one.
The best guitar solo of all time.
That's the one that comes to mind?
Yeah.
Veronica, what did we do this year?
We did Time Travel with the Robots, remember? Your son, your son developed something whereby every comment was turned into a robot voice.
That was time travel?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the theme of the, that was the subject of the comments.
Right. Stephen in Massachusetts, thank you. Jeff in San Francisco. Corey in Decatur.
Josh has been sort of the most valuable player this year.
Michael in Watertown. Eric in Reston.
Thank you, guys.
Clint in Atlanta.
Thank you, guys. Hey, please stop calling. Your the phone ringing is disturbing Ken.
Not really. 800-989-9368. Let's see where we're at. We were
people.
We were $400 away.
People, those phones are very loud, and they're throwing Ken off his game. Please stop calling now. Ken is trying to focus.
We're $400 away from releasing another digit of Andy Breckman's personal cell phone.
What digit are we on?
We are on digit number 6. And we only need another $400. Marcel, thank you.
Oh, this is great. We're not going to make it.
Bradley from Haddon Township, a mouse pledge insult.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Bradley.
Sebastian in Berlin, thank you.
Wait, are these post-soakings or during the soaking?
I'm not sure anymore. Tommy in Neverthink.
Tommy, if it was during the soaking, go to hell. If it's after the soaking, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Tim from Brooklyn, thank you. Greg from New York. Our own Jeff Moore, thank you for your generosity of spirit, Andy.
Jeff, that means the world to me.
And Lewis in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Lewis.
Oh, our new thank you gal, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I was promised a thank you, Michelle Melly, after every show. Well, Michelle, it's going to be sometime during the show. Jeremy in London,
Michelle
thank
Melly,
you.
I love that name.
Marcin in Poland, thank you.
Hey, why don't we have Michelle Melly and Amy Vogel get into a big mud pit and fight it out? Who will be our thank you girl?
You want mud wrestling.
Mud wrestling.
Is that feminist?
Pretty young listeners. Oh, they're wearing pink hats.
Is that?
Let me finish. They're wearing pink hats and nothing else.
That's not very feminist, Andy.
It's as feminist as you can get. Bright pink hats.
How is that feminist?
Pink hats.
Naked girls.
Pink hats. And they have signs. When they march in, they have signs.
Ladies,
they,
pledge right now. Pledge right now,
took,
ladies.
Oh, and they took the day.
All ladies within the sound of my voice to call right now. Pledge.
And they took the day off of work. They left their school. They left their elementary school to mud wrestle for us. That's feminism.
Oh, man.
You
we are
be
stuck.
Prank calling Andy tonight.
We are stuck at
right
$400 away. Stuck at $400 away.
I love this.
From Andy's, the
next, ladies are the saving the money. The ladies are saving the money to buy themselves some pink hats.
Jake in Colorado, Stephen in Brooklyn, Greg in Jersey City, Gareth in London, Fernando in Astoria, Aaron in California, Torbjorn in Norway. Let's make Uncle Andy pay for the Jewish WFMU exodus.
Yeah, right. Why not the Tsar? Why not Tsar Friedman? He's the one that went bulldozing through the shtetl.
I was not. It was not a
Yeah, the bulldozer got away from you.
It was not a bulldozer.
You forgot how to turn the wheel on the bulldozer. I love all your excuses.
There's a big difference between a bulldozer and what I was using.
Yeah. Oh, the bucket of kerosene slipped. Oh, the match slipped. I've heard all your excuses.
And let's see. We're still stuck at $400 away. Now $370 away. Thank you, Clark in Evanston. Peter in Clifton.
Oh, this is great. We're not going to get my phone.
Oh, Mike from the Bat Ranch. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Mike. Sorry. Dale from New Hampton.
I love him. I love them all.
John Kay, a very generous pledge. Thank you,
means the
John.
World to us. Thank you, John.
Christina, thank you.
God bless you and your work, Christina.
Matthew in Mendham. Ah, Josh from South Orange. What?
Hey, that's my man. That's my son.
So Ken.
There it is. That's how you do it.
All right, fine.
That's blood. That's blood talking right there.
So I'm down for a small amount of money, and that just brings us closer.
And you'll match that pledge?
I have matched that pledge, and that puts us $300 away from the next digit of Andy Breckman's phone.
I brought him up right. My wife didn't give me that courtesy, but my son did.
$300 away, and then we released digit number 6.
No, don't do that.
Of Andy Breckman's phone
number. Wait, no, seriously. Wait, Ken, seriously. Let's hit pause for 1 second. Let me buy my way out of this.
No.
Ken, no. Look at me. Ken, just look at me for 1 second. Let me seriously buy my way out of this.
The goal is $33,000, Andy.
We'll never make it,
though. That is the goal.
We're not going to make that.
We're $300 away from digit number 6 of Andy's phone number. Bruce in Nashville, thank you. Julian in New York. Ava in Newport. Oh, thank you, Ava. Also from the Bat Ranch. Brian from Wisconsin. Brian from Virginia.
Thank you all.
Simon from Nova Scotia.
Thank you all.
Nathan in Long Island City. Go to heaven, Andy. I love you.
I love you too, Nathan. Right back at you, brother.
Dan from Rhode Island. Mouse Pledge in Fold.
Thank
Dave
you, brother.
From New York City.
Thank
Scott
you,
in Morristown.
Thank you, brother.
Travis in Brooklyn. Chris in California. Joshua in Seattle. Brett in Toronto. Charles in Granby.
Okay.
Alex in Brooklyn.
Dear God. Hey, and you all got the answer to the riddle. You all got the pair of pillowcases.
Right.
And even better, you got Uncle Ken to say your name on the radio.
And we're
that's a thrill.
$225 away from digit number 6.
You can give them digit number 6.
Digit
we're not going to get.
Okay, we can give them
digit
number 6.
No. I'm saying we're not going to get to 10. This is so sweet.
$225 away from digit number 6. I thought I heard Andy say you can give them digit number 6.
I'm saying, that was hypothetical.
Anybody in the phone room? Did Andy say that? Did Andy say you can give them digit number 6?
I thought I heard something.
But
like
why
that.
Would you? Why
yeah.
would I?
People are saying yes. Okay, it's 4. Digit number 6 is 4.
Oh, so for the first time all year, you listen to me, and that's what I get.
201-404, and there's I don't know how many possibilities there are after that. How many?
Well, let's let people. Yeah, if that's where it ends, I'll live with that.
And let's see. Keep calling 201. 800-989-9368. Brandon in Illinois. Thank
you, Brandon.
Mark in Livingston. Paul in Chicago. Lewis. Oh, Lewis, very generous pledge. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis.
Pledging for International Women's Day and to soak Andy.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
I hope it works out for you there, Lewis. Yeah.
Tom from Illinois.
Yes.
Wants to soak me. And it's
it
a
is.
Very, very generous pledge.
That's how justice works in this country. There you go. If you wait long enough, the wheels of justice turn. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, brother.
But it just moves us closer to the next digit. That's the problem. Oh, yes. Okay, so now I release the next digit of my phone number, five, which is 5.
So read off your phone number so far.
201-5755.
I don't know if they'll say this, but...
So you have 4 digits to go.
3 digits to go.
Oh, okay. We're almost at your. Yeah. Oh, I'd love you to read.
3 digits to go.
Oh, man. I'd love to get the phone calls. I'd love to hear some phone calls you get.
$425 away from the next digit of Andy's
hey,
phone number.
Is this Ken Friedman? Hey, can I have a show? Can I do a show? I've got my own records. I could bring my own records. Can I do a show?
It's better than the phone calls you're going to get. Hey, Andy, will you read my script? Andy, I'm on your front porch. It's very nice. It's gold-plated. Can I just leave my script here for you, and you can give me any feedback? I'm a new screenwriter, and I would love to get your feedback. This is a very funny screenplay. I'll just sit out here on your front porch all night, and when you have some feedback for me, just come out. You don't even have to let me in. You can give me the feedback right through the screen window.
Man, is that scary.
800-989-9368.
Man, that's chilling.
Oh, it's time. It is time for the next digit of Andy Breckman's phone number.
Bethy, we got to get us another dog or two.
201-404-0.
No.
Yes.
Ken, let me see this. No. No, I'm being so serious now.
We just passed 26-5.
No. Ken. What do you mean? What's the number that we had to pass?
26,500.
Oh, so we're at 26-7?
Yeah. And now...
No. How did this happen?
It's okay when we get to 27.
You said this wouldn't happen.
When we get to 27...
I just want
to
hit somebody. You said this wouldn't happen.
So Andy Breckman's phone number, so far, this is what we know.
Oh, God.
It starts with a 201.
Oh, God.
A 201.
Yeah.
Then a 404.
Yeah.
Then a 0. Only 3 digits to go. Oh, only 3 digits to go. In fact, you could call him. All you have to do is make 999 crank calls.
No, you have to
and
call.
One of them's going to be Andy.
You have to wait for people to answer to make sure it's not me. So you're talking about 3 weeks of your life.
800.
Here's what's scary. They'll do it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear those phone calls.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, Andy. I am such a big Tony Shalhoub fan. I was hoping that you might be able to get me through to him. It would mean the world to me. 800-989-9368.
That is so not funny.
About $250 away from the from the eighth digit of my phone number.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for you to get your calls.
800.
Wait, slow down for a second. Are you not concerned at all about releasing your phone?
Hell no, I'm a man of the people.
You've never met these people.
Oh, I have.
You have not met people. Have you ever been to a record fair? Have you?
I've been to a few.
I've been to some record fairs.
I've been
imagine those people with your phone number. Imagine that.
William from Portland, Oregon. Thank you, William. Matt from New York. Thanks so much, Matt.
Hey, Ken, when's the next record fair?
It's April 28th, 29th, and 30th. See you later. See you there. That'll be my answer.
Yeah.
Whereas Andy will be like, Andy, I'm still on your front porch.
Hey, Ken, I got, I'm in a band. I'm in a band. We just made a demo. We think you'd really... You think we'd really respond to it? Where can I send it? You hang up. And then here comes another call. Hey, I'm in a band. Where can I send the demo? And then another call. Hey, we just recorded a new demo. And then, hey, I know I just talked to you 10 minutes ago, but we can now have a new song.
What is that? Your phone that keeps ringing?
I think it's Evan.
It's Nate from Medford. Thank you. He hates you. It says he hates Andy.
Well, he's obviously not a feminist.
Jeff from Brooklyn. Tim from Chicago.
Hey, Tim.
Chris.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you, Chris F. Nelly from Wall, New Jersey.
Oh, this is going to be great. We're not going to make it. Is that the right time?
Frederick of Newport. We have 10 minutes to go.
We're not going to make it.
800-989-9368.
Don't even hint at what the digits
are. We don't have to make it all the way.
We do, Ken.
We don't. Oh, we're so close. We've already revealed 7 out of 10 digits of Andy Breckman's phone number.
But the breeze has died down. We're adrift.
It's still blowing.
No, we're adrift in the big, big, big ocean.
You're singing a Beach Boys song now. It's 201-404-0, and then what? Oh, well, you can release the last three digits.
Hey, Ken, settle a bet. You like the Beach Boys?
I do like the Beach Boys. See you at the next record fair. Click. No problem. I don't mind hearing from listeners.
Yeah.
Gordon from South Hackensack. That's the best Hackensack there is. Nicholas from Milwaukee.
It's a very excellent Hackensack.
Oh, it's the best one. Way better than East Hackensack.
Don't get me started.
Oh, God. Larry in Edgewater, thank you.
Thank
Sarah
you all.
In Ridgewood. Steph in Jersey City.
Hey, they're all getting the pillowcase. You can see the pillowcase online, right?
Yes, you can.
That's our big premium this year.
Alex in Scotch Plains. Andrew in Newark. Craig from New York. Thank you, Craig. And Scott. Scott C., thank you. Nick the Bard checking in again to release more digits from Andy's phone number.
No, Nick. Not Nick.
Come on, big finish now. We only have nine minutes to go.
Nick, I love you, but Jesus.
9 minutes to go, and we're about 250 away from my next digit. Michael in Montclair. Olaf in Connecticut. Oh, our friend Aaron from Minneapolis. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, our text-to-speech fan.
Oh, Aaron made me take out my gum.
Yes.
I'm my word is my bond. The gum is out of my mouth.
Fantastic. David from New York. Chang from Brooklyn. Thank you. Patricia in Jersey City. Herb from Suffern. Thank you, Herb. Eric from Berlin. Kurt from California. Mark from Vienna, Maine. Nick from Buffalo. Alex in Shrewsbury. Eric from Malmo, Sweden. Wow. Thank you, Eric. Charlie in Minneapolis. Brian from California. Very generous pledge. Alex from Stanhope, New Jersey. Duncan from the UK. And Akeem from Germany. And now we are up to date, and let's see how far away we are from the next phone number digit. Still a maddening $250 away.
And who's the next digit?
I'm the next digit. Yeah, so we are $750 away from the next Andy Breckman digit.
What could it be?
Okay,
three,
so if we are
five, eight, could be any of these wonderful numbers. You'll never know, people.
Think of it this way. think of it like this. We are $750 away from releasing digit number 8 of Andy Breckman's phone number. That leaves only 99 possibilities. Then all you got to do is go to 4chan.
All you got to do is set aside 3 weeks of your time. Ask your boss for a leave of absence.
Go to 4chan, find 10 friends, and you each make 10 phone calls.
Oh, I want to be in, that room.
Boom, you're home free.
I want to be in that room where they're sitting around calling strangers asking for me. Yeah, that's good. That's some party.
It's not a difficult phone call to make. Hi, Andy? No. Yeah. Bye. Next number. Hi, Andy? No. Bye. Next number.
It sounds like a pretty lame party, but it's not the lamest party in the world. I'm talking to people that have been to Ken's cookie party.
You've been to Cookie Day.
Cookie Day.
800-989.
Sounds a lot better than it is, believe me. Cookie Day.
I'll remind you next Cookie Day. Yeah. I'm going to play back that.
What's the difference between Cookie Day and Holocaust Remembrance Day?
Nothing.
Exactly. It's a sad, sad day.
We are only $750 away from Andy Breckman's digit number 8 on his phone.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to be spared.
201-404-0. There's only 3 digits to go.
Anyone that's calling, anyone that pledges $75 gets our pillowcase. They're not matching. I designed mine. You can see it online.
Yeah, yours is Guess That Stain.
It has a picture of me and it says Guess That Stain, and there are 6 stains there.
Mine is graphically...
It's interactive. You can play it with your friends.
Mine is graphically designed to give you a good night's sleep.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what that means.
Andy's is covered with stains.
Yeah.
800.
Mine is fun.
800-989-9368.
Also, you can get a stain on mine and no one will ever know. How many pillowcases can say that?
All right, we're getting a little bit closer.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
800-989-9368 is the phone number.
I don't want to get to 8 digits.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. 27. Let's see. 27 is me.
What? Okay. Yeah.
800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org.
So wait. So you're very close to your next digit.
We're getting closer. $200 away from my next digit, which means only $700 away from your next digit. Only $700.
I think I'm gonna.
$700, and then there's only 99 possibilities. Now would be a great time. Now would be a fantastic time for somebody to drop a Y3K pledge.
Yeah.
That's $83 a month. Thank you, Andrew in Berlin.
Thank you, Andrew in Germany. Thank you.
Yeah. Famous film director. Michael. Thank you. Michael from Mallorca. Thank you, Amy Vogel.
Amy Vogel.
And Amy wants us to say trademark after Amy Vogel.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy Vogel. Trademark. Or maybe trademark after Michelle Melly. I'm not sure.
Well, Amy Vogel or Michelle Melly, you will know as soon as the mud wrestling competition is over.
There's no mud.
Don't forget your pink hats, gals.
No mud wrestling competition. And we are $170 away from my next digit. And that means we're $670, only $666 away from Andy Breckman's digit number 8 of his phone call.
Dear God.
Andy's wife, Beth, called.
No, honey. Honey. She
says, you cannot criticize Cookie Day. You cannot. 800-989.
Of all the things I've insulted, that's number 1 on her list. Sacred.
You can make child sex trafficking jokes.
Apparently.
800-989-9368.
You cannot insult Cookie Day.
Oh, maybe a listener is calling me right now. It looks like a listener. Let me take the phone call. Hi there, you're on the air.
Really? You're happy to hear from them?
My phone number is widely available on the internet. Exactly. Well, great to hear from you. Call anytime. 800-989-9368.
Would you be that friendly at 2:30 in the morning?
Yes, I would. I'd be awake at 2:30 in the morning, unable to sleep.
Oh, you'd be counting all your money from the marathon. You'd be rolling around in it naked with your wife.
$69 away from my next digit, and that means $569 away from
Andy.
We're
not going to make it.
Andy Breckman.
The sweet, sweet breeze has died down.
Digit number 8. 800-989-9368. And we are, yes. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. Just 2.5 minutes left to go.
Oh, fantastic.
Now would be a great time to drop a big one. To drop a big one on WFMU.
I know that's everyone's fantasy. Oh, unless you're talking about pledging money.
No, pledging money.
Oh, that's different.
I'm talking about.
Hey, we should thank our friends in the phone room at the phone bank.
Yep, I see Veronica in there.
I'll thank them all by name if I could.
I see Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Tim, Mike, Tim, another Mike. There's Tim.
That's not their
name. Beverly, Tim, and Mike.
That's not their names.
It's close enough.
800.
We want to thank them all.
800-989-9368. A mere 2 minutes to go, my friends. 2 minutes. We're $570 away from Andy Breckman's digit number 8.
Well, that would not be good.
800-989-9368.
Oh, listen to that. The sweetest sound in the world. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Those have been entered, I assume, right? Yeah. Oh, thank you, Fern. She really wanted to soak you, but came in a little bit too late. But she's getting us closer to releasing your 8th phone digit.
All right. And thank you all for a great year. Right, Ken?
Yeah, it has been a great year. Yeah. And we're going to be back next week.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully with a sleep-deprived Andy. Andy Breckman, who hasn't been able to sleep in a week because listeners have been calling him, hanging out on his porch,
well, they
camping out in his van.
They have to crack that code.
Hi, Andy. I'm outside in your van. Have you read my screenplay yet? 800-989.
You know, it's fun to joke around. We have a lot of fun. We joke around. But seriously, get off the porch.
I'm not on the porch. I'm in the van now. It was easy. You left it open. 800-989-9368.
I left it open. And I really, really apologize for taking a shot at Cookie Day.
$539.
It really was. It really was fun there for 3 or 4 minutes.
$539 away from Andy Breckman, digit number 8. Won't somebody pledge $539? Because that does put it within 4chan, 4chan territory. You just need to find 10 friends.
I guess.
10 completely misanthropic, self-hating, miserable, onanistic shut-ins to help you determine Andy Breckman's full phone
number. Put a long holiday weekend aside, get 10 friends, and have them dial some numbers.
800-989-9368. Oh, we are out of time.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And who's coming up next?
Emily and Kim. Girls on Fire.
Hey, it's their first marathon, so be kind and be generous.
Within real life. And thanks to everybody who's pledged. Very, very generous pledges tonight. Thanks so much. And thank you to Amy Vogel, trademark. Thank you to Michelle Melly, trademark. Thank you to Nick the Bard. Thank you to Veronica, trademark. And please keep pledging to the WFMU Marathon. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. Emily and Kim coming up.
Everyone he meets, he says the same. just try to, you know, put my pants on one leg at a time, stay grounded, not let it go to my head. Feels great. The sex is incredible. Get text messages. It's the best.
All right.
I have Danny D's phone number. Stuff like that. Just the basics.
My name is Ken, and my program is called Ken, and I'm also co-host of 7 Second Delay with Andy Breckman. I was doing freeform radio at WCBN in Ann Arbor. I was doing the Friday night overnight, and one night a listener called me and said, your show sounds just like this radio station back home, WFMU. Do you want to hear it? And I'm like, sure. So he actually came down to the studio in Ann Arbor, Michigan in the middle of the night and gave me a cassette tape of a WFMU pledge drive. And it was Bill Kelly, John Nerucki, and Bud Stipel raising money in one of the 1970s WFMU pledge drives. And I was hooked from that moment on. And then after I graduated and moved back to New Jersey, I did my first show on WFMU day after Christmas 1982.
How do you end up being passionate about your show if you've been here for so long?
Well, that, for one thing, presumes that I do that, and I guess that's debatable. But I always want to try things that haven't been tried before, and I'm always looking for new music, and I'm always looking to experiment on the air, you know, even if it means failure. And then from time to time, I take a break. You know, there have been 3 times since I started doing a show on WFMU, 3 different times that I've taken myself off the air for, you know, 6 or 8 months just to recharge my batteries and try to develop new habits. I think that's the more important thing, is to take time off. And then when you come back on sort of with resolutions to create new habits related to your show.
I know that this station has constant calamities happening on a day-to-day basis. Can you give us some examples of the calamities that happen here?
You know, there's just too many. Where do you even begin? What kinds of calamities? Because we have tiny calamities and we have major calamities. Oh, okay, so the other day there was a massive windstorm here in Jersey City. We were getting 60-mile-an-hour winds, and part of the roof blew off and almost landed on somebody out front. And now there's another piece of the roof that, due to the wind, is still just hanging on by a thread, and I need to get a roofer down here. Pete from Mount Hope, I need your help. He's our roofer. Pete G., talking to you. Need you to come down and fix the roof. If we got $1 million from a rich uncle, I would first of all lock that rich uncle up in the basement and give him lots of food and water, some air holes, maybe a telephone or an internet connection so he could continue to talk to his bank and stuff. And then I would want to put the money towards an endowment so that we didn't run out of money oftentimes for half the year. Mm.
I'm Faye, and I'm the host of Hello Children on Sundays.
Faye, how does it feel to be the best DJ on WFMU?
Well, you know, I try to stay humble. I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't like seeming pretentious, so I try to tone it down a little bit, you know. But, you know, deep down, it helps me sleep at night.
What's your inception story?
Ooh. Yeah, I was a super fan of FMU before. I had a professor at RISD who played WFMU during his class, and I didn't care about it then, but there was one day where I heard Trouble Show, and she played a children's theme song from a Finnish cartoon, and I was like, what the hell is this? And so that's when I started taking it seriously, and I started pursuing it, and then I got very obsessed, and I, like, wrote the calendar in my planner and everything. I never thought I'd, like, ever go there in person.
Totally. How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it going and really want to keep coming back?
Well, I don't plan anything, so that's always, it's all, like, off the cuff, so it's very much about quick thinking, and so that's always going to be fresh. It's like, how am I making decisions today? What are my references today? Oh, and I don't know. I think, like, having guests always rejuvenates my interest in doing a show, because just, like, meeting people who are really interested in music and, like, I don't know, bringing a live element into it is, like, electrocutes it. Yeah.
My name is Joe Magasco. I'm the host of Surface Noise every Monday morning from 9 a.m. to noon on WFMU.
And how does it feel to be the best DJ at WFMU?
Next question.
So how did you get started at FMU? Were you always a fan?
Yeah, I started listening in 1986. I started to volunteer in the 90s, and I started to work here in 2007. So every decade or so, I get closer and closer. I figure probably in the next 10 years, I'm going to be living at Ken's house.
Ooh, that's the dream, you know?
Yeah, I think it's everyone's dream.